I'm going to read two more new ones and then end with an older one that John Anderson asked me to read, and I'm very happy to read it. The first one I'm going to read is very silly, very recent. I probably shouldn't read it, but I'm going to. It's a poem called Scenic View. Scenic View. Now, I was driving, I was being driven out in the desert a bit today, and I saw places where you could turn off the road and park and look or take photographs. But thank heaven, they just said a parking space. They didn't say scenic view. In New Hampshire and Vermont and so on, the authorities apparently have so much contempt for the intelligence of the motorist that they put up signs saying scenic view in case you know, so you can stop, I don't know, what you're supposed to be doing. You're playing solitaire in the back seat or something. You can look up and see and go, oh, you know, take a picture and so on. Very offensive, I think. I'd like to decide what's a scenic view for myself and so on. Anyway, this is called Scenic View. And, at cliff's edge they photograph far mountains. Every year the hills turn paler and more distant, trees less green, rock piles disappearing, as emulsion from a billion Kodaks sucks color out. In a decade or two, Monadnock, Kearsarge, and Washington will become wholly invisible. All tint removed, atom by atom, to albums in Medford and Greenwich. While over the valleys, the still solid granite rears with unseeable peaks, fatal to airplanes, like transparent fish hovering in the glass fishbowl's watercolored water. Another, thank you. Another Luddite poem for the Sierra Club. Well, I bet you didn't know that about cameras and emulsion. It was all right when we took black and white pictures, but, you know, since then, you've been noticing everything getting paler.